Go dig it.
Yep.
All right, top time again. But what does it get you? It gets you not too bad of a starting spot tonight. Like you said earlier, a little while ago, maybe you passed one car, maybe passed two, got passed by one.
Yeah. You know, time-wise, speed-wise, you know, the car's been fast all year. You know, so we can go fast for two, three laps, and I think I talked to you last week about it. But we haven't been that great in race mode, you know. And last week we kind of survived a scare there, mid-race or late race, and we're able to get the car back under me and, you know, win comfortably. But tonight, we, you know, starting back, you got to be able to pass people. And the car got out of me, like it got out from underneath me just like it did the week before. So it's tough to pass people, but you got to at least be good enough to be with them. And tonight we weren't even good enough to be with the top five. So sixth, we'll take it, you know. It was a struggle. I was afraid it would get loose. It was so hot, sticky, slick conditions. You know, and again, unfortunately, the guys that start up front finished up front. Except Otto. Otto again. And I said that last week. Otto, he's got something, you know, that he's got a better package than most of all the cars here, I feel. But, you know, it's hard to come from 12th or 14th or whatever to.
The old double zero, not too old, I guess. The car you ran last year, in your garage still, do you expect it to be race ready by Classic?
Yeah, we're going to get after it the next couple weeks and probably bring it up and just test it, make sure everything's all right with it, and we'll see about putting somebody in it for Classic.
Any ideas?
Not really. Somebody's going to have to foot the bill because I'm not.